It's Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela, and with me now is Tina Morin, who is the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Walt.
I wanted to have you on here this morning to talk about something that's coming out of the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Division that is a gift guide for shoppers that supports our local artists. Tell us a little bit about what it is.
Yeah, our office recently put out a 30-page gift guide. It's a downloadable interactive PDF that basically is a single source for independent local artists in our area. There's been a lot of cancellations, well, all cancellations of Christmas holiday art shows, art and craft shows, the summer arts festivals, and we really felt we wanted to help those independent artists that don't have necessarily a gallery or a storefront to sell their work, and put them all in one place so you can easily find them. So this is a guide, and every artist in the guide, every maker, has an Etsy site or a very easy to find a site to purchase their work. And it's really easy to shop at home.
To me, this is a really good idea, Tina, because it's a way of having sort of a centralized location of, as I understand it, over 50 local artists, and it's in a whole bunch of different things. I mean, some examples. I mean, what's kind of in this list, and what can folks look for?
Right, yeah, and actually, since we wrote the press release, it's over 60 artists. And the crazy thing is, you know, I've been in this position for almost 10 years. There's about 30 of these artists that I'm not familiar with. And that just shows you how many people are either new to our area, are maybe just graduating NMU and are, you know, making it as an artist, and people that just sell online, and you cannot find them unless you're going to an art festival or find them online. So I think, you know, if you think you know who all the artists are in our community, you'll be surprised. And we've included a lot of different mediums. So the guide, you know, there's a nice table of contents, and it's divided by fine art and illustration, literature and music, jewelry, photography, fibers, but also home living and decor. And there is a local storefront, creative storefront directory with an interactive map in the back of the catalog, so you can still find your favorite local galleries and stores. I think people will be surprised.
We're talking with Tina Morin, who is the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager. We're talking about, it's called Handcrafted Holidays. It's a local art gift guide. Tina, how can folks find it? What's the best way to get it and get a chance to look through it?
There's two ways to find the guide. One is the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Center Facebook page. You'll find a quick link right there. Or you can go to the city's website at www.marquette.com. spelled out, mi.gov, and look for the Arts and Culture page. Or you can just Google City of Marquette Arts and Culture City of Marquette, and you'll find our page within the city's main page. You can also just call us. And also, you know, if you're an artist that wants to get involved next year, or you're someone that maybe you just have some more questions, you can call us at 225-4020 or 228-0472, and we can answer any of your questions. You know, I just really want to encourage people. I think that when we think of shopping online, we think of the big stores, or we go to Amazon, and we forget that shopping local doesn't mean just going into a store. You can still shop local. Almost all the downtown stores and all of these artists have online shopping opportunities. So you can have a contactless, safe shopping experience. So I really encourage people to consider looking online for local shops and local artists this holiday season. It's going to make a big difference to our local economy. So you're getting a super unique gift, but you're also helping our local economy.
Yeah, that's a good way to wrap it up right there. Tina Morin with us this morning, City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager. We're talking about the Handcrafted Holidays Local Art Gift Guide. You can find out more. We'll have the information in our posting at sunny.fm. Tina, thanks for your time this morning. It's a great idea, and I hope that it gets a lot of the artists' creative work into the community for this holiday.
Thanks, Walt. Happy holidays to you.
That's Tina Morin, the City of Marquette Arts and Culture Manager. If you missed any of this interview, it'll be posted at our website at sunny.fm. It's Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.